93.7 The River, River City's classic rock. It is Boston Dog and Joe Show on a Thursday. What you got to do is run, do not walk, to 93.7theriver.com. A couple of things waiting for you today. First of which, a young boy by the name, I don't have his name. He's a young boy from Argentina.
Okay, Argentinian young man.
Yes, he went to a birthday party, and he was having a festive hell of a heck of a time. And whoops-a-daisy, he swallowed a party horn. Not going to tell you what happened. You got to go to 93.7theriver.com. There's your clickbait for the day. Swallowed a party horn. All I'm going to tell you is Joe and I, we've watched it. I think it's fake. Joe thinks it's real.
It is real.
There's a medical report and a link below. You can read it. But you got to see what happens when the Argentinian boy opens his mouth.
Only two of us in this studio have ever swallowed a party horn.
Dana, have you swallowed a party horn?
No.
Only one of us in this studio has ever swallowed a party horn.
Okay, yes, that'd be you.
What I meant to say was one of the two of us in this studio, but I forgot Dana's in the studio next to us. So one of the three of us.
Don't make her out to be a party horn swallower just because you swallow party horn.
Like you can tell from looking at someone who's swallowed a party horn and who hasn't.
It happens all the time. Oh, I'll never forget my ninth birthday party. My mom invited all the kids over. We sat around swallowing party horns.
Oh, you say it like it's not true.
Who swallows a party horn?
Well, if they could see, this is TV, I'd be raising my hand.
Just so you know, in Argentina, the party horns they use at parties, the size of bugles. Large horn.
Really?
Yeah, it's a big horn they swallow.
That took some work to swallow.
Yeah. So that's waiting for you, 93.7theriver.com. Find out what happened to the Argentinian boy that swallowed the party horn. While you're there, producer Dana, Dog and Joe Show's own Dana, going down a hill on a BMX bike.
Oh, yeah.
Going out to BMX. When did you put this up, Dana? Today?
Yeah, I put it up today. I think the river's going to be out at this bike festival called Rio Velo.
Oh, cool.
And it's just a little festival, but it's at this cool park called Township 9, which is over off of Richards Boulevard.
I was going to say, it looks like it's over by West Sac or somewhere over there.
It's off of Richards, over by the train station.
Okay, cool. That's where it is.
And I actually went out there with Cotter, who did work at the meth lab for a period of time. A lot of ladies know Cotter.
Good buddy of ours.
Yeah, and he's a good friend. And he's super amazing at BMX, so he's trying to teach Kenny and I how to do stuff.
What is wrong with you? What is your fascination with these bicycles?
I just love bikes.
She loves them. She's hooked on them, dude.
But so I'm excited about this festival, and I have the video of me trying to learn to ride at the place that it's taking place at.
Oh, cool.
And it's a really painful video. That's the only tease I'm going to give people. But
Can you tease with this? Does Dana on a BMX bike go over the moguls?
The moguls? I did at one point.
Yeah.
They're called whoop-de-doos.
Okay.
They're moguls in skiing.
Thank you, Joe.
Snowboarding.
The whoop-de-doos. Do you go over the whoop-de-doos?
Not in this video.
Okay, will you? Like on the next one you do, will you go over like, say,
you want me to go there and do the whoop-de-doos?
15 to 20 or 30 whoop-de-doos, will you go back?
I'm embarrassed to be in the same vicinity with you. Moreover, the same studio and room. You're awful.
Coming up next week, another edition of Dana of the Whoop-De-Doos.
I think we know why that listener called that time. Well, you've properly named yourself because you're an animal.
Yes.
Yeah. Check it out. The videos are waiting for you. Watch it. 93.7theriver.com. You got a boy that swallowed a party horn, and Dana, unfortunately, kind of on the whoop-de-doos. Not enough whoop-de-doos. So check out the videos. They're waiting for you. Here's Alice Cooper on the river.